T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Just double checking, am I on the air? Good morning. Okay, little snafu getting on the air there, but we're off. So is Lee. You'll hear him in the news today, but not in the other segment of the show. Lee will be back. He's just broadcasting from home, which makes doing our usual back and forth very difficult. So we're going to skip that for a while, but Lee will be back. And again, you will hear him in the news. All right. Good morning. Took a long 4th of July weekend. I am charged up, fired up, and ready to go. Yep. Can't wait for that. Where to begin? Oh, that Trump Rushmore speech. Honestly, and you saw the debate over the weekend, at least wonks like me did, about whether the UN speech that he gave was his best ever or the Rushmore speech. Really hard to decide. But they both come from the same place, a place of wanting American greatness and of using American financial greatness, yes, moral greatness, as a financial weapon, using freedom as a financial weapon for good, for the rising of all pulled up by the bootstraps. Yep, so Trump chose Mount Rushmore, which until 72 hours ago, maybe closer to 4 days, was not a white supremacist monument, but is now. A lot of things change. They change fast. I want to play for you. If I do anything in my time on the air here, in my time all over the country, by the way, our podcast is on fire. Some of you tell me I ought to be syndicated. I am. Just not the old-fashioned way. You want to listen to the podcast, you could download it by texting podcast at 71307. And a lot of you are apparently recommending me to out-of-town people because the downloads have gone through the roof. So that's awesome. So if you're new here, welcome. We've had a lot of new people coming through here. And you got to get to know me over a while. But welcome to the show. Okay, if I can accomplish one thing with this show and nothing else, I want you to understand how very manipulated that you are. Every time you turn on the television is a constant battle for your mind and ongoing, never-ending manipulation. Everything is political, and it is more so today. Why? Ultimately, it's about money. There are trillions of dollars at stake, and we'll get into how and where and why as the show rolls on today. But I want to play you what manipulation sounds like. Okay. This is when Bernie Sanders, man, the media love him. He's a Marxist. They're Marxist. They all get along. Bernie goes to Mount Rushmore. Campaign stop in 2016. Listen to the fawning way. The now white supremacist, only because Trump went there. Mount Rushmore is described when the Marxist, because that's what he is, Bernie Sanders, defender of Cuban dictators who killed thousands. That's okay. They've got a great reading program, though, Bernie says. I'm not making that up. He actually said that in response to being challenged about the mass murder by Marxists and Cubans. Yeah, but they've got a great reading literacy program. Ah, okay, cool. Bury the bodies and let's sit down with a book. This is CNN praising Bernie at Mount Rushmore, which was the best place ever. In 2016. Then I'm going to play for you in a second when Trump goes there. Listen to the massive manipulation here. Here's Bernie, 2016, CNN.
This is our country at its very best. What an incredible achievement.
Visiting Mount Rushmore today, Bernie Sanders taking in the majesty of the moment, this monument to four great American presidents.
just the accomplishment and the beauty here. It really does make one very proud to be an American. And
yes, it's wonderful. It's great, except when Trump goes there. He said almost the exact same thing in his speech. I'm going to play it for you later. It was a heck of a speech. Gave me chills. He said every American should be proud of Mount Rushmore. But it's Trump. So when he says the exact same thing almost as Bernie, it's racism. So it's totally racism. You want to hear the coverage of Trump goes to Mount Rushmore? Oh, by the way, before I get to that, when Obama went to Mount Rushmore, was that racist? No, that wasn't racist. That was awesome, according to CNN. I've got the transcript right here. Oh, yeah, it was great. It was so moving. Yeah, Obama went there, too. Same year Bernie did. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't the same year Bernie did. It was 2008 when both Hillary and Obama made stops at Mount Rushmore. Hillary made one. She was never challenged on what her visit meant to white supremacy. And then there's Obama in 08. Love the transcript of that one from CNN. Watch how they manipulate. Here's from the transcript. This is the reporter about Obama visiting. He got a good glimpse of the majestic Mount Rushmore. Oh, it's majestic, isn't it? It's majestic one. When Obama goes, it's something you should be proud of when the Marxist Bernie goes. But when Trump goes, it's clearly white supremacy.
President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans.
Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on earth to usher in a very on-brand, star-spangled spectacle.
The mother of all photo ops, Mount Rushmore. And we know why this president just can't resist going there.
We have to acknowledge that Mount Rushmore is sitting on Lakota land.
The place Donald Trump is going to on Friday is stolen land.
He will inevitably and predictably talk about our heritage. In other words, he will talk about he is the protector of white America.
And to indigenous people, Mount Rushmore, with four white presidents, two of whom were slave owners, is one of those symbols.
Questions have really been raised about Thomas Jefferson in particular, but also George Washington for their holdings of slaves.
It's worth reminding folks that the man who carved the monument behind me had deep ties to the KKK.
Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks, and it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe.
They just lie. It's like a theatrical production. Again, how did they react when Bernie went to Rushmore?
This is our country at its very best. What an incredible achievement.
Visiting Mount Rushmore today, Bernie Sanders taking in the majesty of the moment.
Isn't it funny they use the word majestic and majesty for both Obama's visit and Bernie's? And there wasn't a darn thing wrong with Rushmore at the time. They loved it. It was great. See how they manipulate. They do it on everything. Everything is manipulated and twisted. There's no news here, not anymore. Trump's speech was full of hate. It was hateful and it was just terrible. Oh, divisive and dark. Want to hear it? Want to hear what they found so divisive and dark? Here you go.
We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations. July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride.
Hear the hate?
Every American family should cheer with delight, and every American patriot should be filled with joy, because each of you lives in the most magnificent country.
Hear the division?
In the history of the world, and it will soon be greater than ever before.
Oh, horror.
Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the United States of America.
There's the division, right?
They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, all men are created equal.
Let me stop it there. Oh, see, there's your problem. That's what they call dark, divisive, and hateful. You know why? They don't want you to listen to it. Because that very equality he just mentioned, that is what the left and the Marxist gun-wielding thugs in the street want to rip down. That equality, they want to replace it with dual justice. Oh, did I go too far? Marxist gun-wielding thugs? Those gun-wielding thugs killed an 8-year-old girl this weekend because her mother disregarded their command not to drive by their blockade. They had taken over the road. Oh, you didn't hear that this weekend. Must Hear Radio, 637. Yep. The first child killed by the peaceful protesters. Wait till you hear this one, 637. I'm going to do it again at 837, too. Must Hear Radio. All that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And this is what people are saying on the text line. I want to respond to something about Trump's speech. Texter writes, throwing some shade at your humble host. Texter writes, oh, wow, we got a speech, huh? Talking about Trump's speech at Rushmore, which was amazing. You should listen to it. Brought tears to my eyes. Meanwhile, another Columbus statue got tossed into the river in Baltimore. A statue of Frederick Douglass was removed in Rochester. And a militia with guns was menacing parkgoers at Stone Mountain in Georgia about reparations. Are y'all tired of winning yet? Look, folks. The death toll from this weekend was undeniably incredible. That's not Trump's fault. Nah, not even close. This is the way the left chooses to live. Let them. Nah, let them. Seriously. Let's just the roundup, okay? Before we even get to in the next segment how that 8-year-old girl died, because I'm going to drop your jaw with the rest of that story. She was shot. Yeah, in Atlanta. You think, oh, I don't care. Oh, you should. It was a first in American history. It should be in textbooks what happened this weekend. It's a turning point. It's something we've never seen before. What, 8-year-old girl got caught in the crossfire? It wasn't crossfire. It was a deliberate execution. It was a deliberate murder. It was absolutely intentional. It was an execution. I'm going to prove it to you. With local reporting. It's stunning what happened. And the media is either burying it or largely ignoring it. That's going to be at 6:38. But first, over the weekend. The numbers, absolutely unbelievable. Just the death toll. I mean, you got New York City. And then keep in mind, these are depoliced areas now. This is why this is going on. They disbanded the plainclothes unit, which was the, you know, the vice style unit that was responsible for getting a lot of these weapons off the streets. How's that working out? Not so good. 63 people shot in 2 days this weekend in New York City. Folks, you can't go there anymore. My kids have wanted to go for a while. And we said, well, you get a little older, we'll go. We'll take you to Broadway Play. Not anymore. You kidding me? It's post-American, post-constitutional territory. You can't take people there. By the way, did you see the Daily Mail reporting? Estimated London Daily Mail, which is where you got to go. You got to go to London to get news on America because our news, our media doesn't tell us anything. Do you want to know what the estimated exodus from New York City is right now? It's mostly upper-class people. We've been talking about this for months. 500,000 since March. Process that. 500,000 since March. Daily Mail attributes it to depolicing, which, remember, began way before George Floyd was murdered. Started in January. Got rid of bail for a lot of stuff, including violent stuff. Then they flooded the streets with 2,000 criminals, let them right out of the prisons, you know, because of COVID, allegedly. It's a mess. Listen to this. 63 people shot July 3rd through the 5th. 2 days. That is a 200% increase over last year. On Sunday, 48 people were shot in 30 incidents. Unbelievable. Who's to blame? In a rare statement, the New York City Police Chief, Terry Monahan, listed who was to blame. I'm sure he'll butt heads with Mayor de Blasio over this, but he was dead on point. Who's he blame?
At City Hall Park over there, and take a look on the street. You see the communist hammer and sickle that they painted out on the street. Are these the voices? Are these the loud voices that we should be following, that this city should be following? I hope not.
All right. But the texter writes, oh, wow, we got a speech from Trump, huh? Meanwhile, another Columbus statue got tossed in the river in Baltimore. A statue of Frederick Douglass was removed in Rochester. And a militia with guns was menacing parkers. So it's Trump's fault. Well, no. Trust me. You do not want troops sent in. Why? He can't do it. It would be unconstitutional. The governor has to invite the troops or send them him or herself. You do not want that precedent. Trust me. They will crack down on us the next time they're in power over nothing. Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf explained this over the weekend. I'll play it for you. Here you go.
Does the federal government need to be invited into a situation like Chicago?
Absolutely. I would say yes. These cities and states need to ask for the federal help. The president's been very clear. The Department of Homeland Security has been very clear, as well as the Department of Justice. We are there to help. They need to ask for it. We can come in, as we did here in D.C. about last month, where we restored that law and order back to the city, stopped churches from being burned. We do have the ability to do this. We just need to be invited and have those state and local authorities ask for the federal government's help.
Huh. Wait a minute. Hasn't the media been blaming Trump for this?
You know, Mr. Secretary, if you read all the headlines or you watch some of these channels, they'll say they act like President Trump wants to strong arm the governors and he wants to come in and he wants to take over. All he's doing is offering help. I mean, can't we come together as a country? Can't we say, yes, we'll take federal dollars. We'll take your help, Mr. Trump. We'll work together. We'll clean up these cities.
Right. This is about law and order, and the president's been very clear. We're here to help them. I think any city that is having increases in violence, is burning, is having the rioting and looting, it's by choice at this point. Those local elected officials are making a choice to keep their cities very unsafe and dangerous. The president's been very clear. We're here to support. We're here to provide resources, and we'll do that at their request.
Their choice, folks. These people voted for it. Now they got to live with it. Good. Not Trump's problem. Wouldn't even be constitutional for Trump to do it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
An absolutely stunning thing has happened in America. It is a first. It should go in the textbooks, but it will not. The murder of the 8-year-old girl, and it was a murder. It was a deliberate murder. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't crossfire in Atlanta. You heard about this? Let me tell you the real story. And in order to get the real story about things like this, you cannot listen to the national media. They lie. They obfuscate and they leave out critical details. You have to go to local news reporting on what happened in Atlanta. Okay, let me take you back. Let me rewind. I'm going to set it up and I'm going to use WSB TV, famous old Atlanta broadcaster, to tell you what happened here. Okay, you remember the shooting of Rayshard Brooks, right? It's hit to Wendy's. You know the story, right? So police officers fired, charged, could do, you know, up to execution, the officer, for his brawl with Rayshard Brooks. Rayshard Brooks was shot and killed. Okay, you know the story. All right. In the wake of that, armed protesters took over the area around the Wendy's. Just took it over. Erected barriers and roadblocks and began, defending it. Basically chop style. Bet you didn't know there was a chop zone in Atlanta. Yeah, the media doesn't like to tell you these things. So they set up their, you know, the checkpoints. They're armed, right? So let's go back to the 23rd of June when WSB TV starts talking about this problem. The neighborhood this is in is largely black. And neighborhood leaders and ministers are beginning to complain because the armed, not so peaceful protesters enforcing their own laws and rules they've taken over the streets are now beating people from the neighborhood. These are people who, some of whom don't have cars, they have to walk to stores and places to get food. They're being beaten by largely black armed protesters. The people being beaten are black too. Let me translate. The neighborhood is being terrorized by non-peaceful protesters with leftist privilege. The mayor, Keisha Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, allowed this. Let them erect the barriers, do whatever they wanted. Kept the police from doing anything. It got so bad after time, according to WSB TV article, armed protesters remain at Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks was killed. And they controlled the multi-block area around it, too. They were dragging people out of their cars and beating them for defying their roadblocks. These are people who say they don't want police. So how'd the 8-year-old girl get shot? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. The media isn't talking about it this morning. Oh, they're reporting she got shot. That was all over the place. But not how or why. Do you know what happened? Her mom was driving a car. Her mom is black. She's black too. Beautiful little girl. She was anyway. Her black life doesn't matter, so nobody wants to talk about her. Her mom accidentally breached one of the roadblocks these peaceful protesters had set up. They did not even, after screaming at her, did not even give her time to complete a U-turn and comply with whatever insane street law these Marxist thugs had laid down. As punishment for defying their barrier, their blocking of the road in her neighborhood, unlawfully, you know what they did? They shot her tires out. Then they opened fire fully on the car. They shot her daughter in the back. This needs to be in textbooks, history textbooks. We've never had Marxist murder in order to enforce the law on street state control in the United States of America, folks. We've never seen this. Let me let her parents tell the story. See, the media keeps cutting the clip. They keep cutting it to the father. You've probably seen him on television. saying, you know, you took a black life. How you take a black life? But what they cut out is why that black life was taken. Because Marxist thugs controlling the street got mad because she defied their road barrier and they executed her 8-year-old daughter. I got a question for you. This woman's very clearly black. Black lives, I thought they mattered, right? You can tell me they didn't notice the woman driving the car was black? They didn't care. Because this isn't about black lives. They're using black lives as an excuse to get to Marxism, to establish that they control streets, they control checkpoints, and they are the law. That's what this is about. And the media perniciously, even Fox News, cut that out. And they leave the poor dad, I mean, who can barely speak, he's so distraught. They leave the clip, oh, well, that was a black life, you shouldn't have taken that. But they cut out why she was killed. You want to hear it? It's disturbing. Here's the dad. Listen to him describing. I didn't cut it out. I'm not afraid of you learning the truth.
They say black lives matter. You kill your own. Kill your own anytime. Just because of barrier. They killed my baby because she crossed the barrier and made a U-turn. You killed a child. She ain't do nothing to nobody.
Oh! You mean she was executed by Marxist thugs to fight despite the fact that she is black because her mom tried to drive an American street that they had taken over with the permission, the acting permission of the mayor? Wow, that's a different story. Then the mom corrects that because he said she was killed because she crossed a barrier and made a U-turn. The mom, listen to this. The mom says, no, no, no. I didn't even get to make the U-turn. They didn't let me. I didn't have time. And I had to amplify this. Normally, I wouldn't play audio of this poor quality, and I'm sorry about it, but you got to hear it, folks. You got to hear it. She says, they gave me no time to make the turn.
They didn't give us time to make a U-turn. They started shooting on my car before we could even make a U-turn. Shooting my tires out. Like, why?
She's black. It didn't matter. It didn't save her daughter. This is not about race. This is about establishing Marxist control over territory. Oh, come on, Tara. That's just a crazy conspiracy theory. Black Lives Matter is about... why don't we let the founder, Patrice Cullors, tell us again what it's about? Remember, she's asked by that professor in 2015. Come on, you know, what's the unifying ideology here? We're afraid you'll lose, folks. What's the unifying ideology here? You won't hear her say anything about race. Listen to her. She's the co-founder of Black Lives Matter.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
There you go. Do you hear anything about black lives there? No. Isn't about that. They're just using black people. Oh, I'm just getting started. Wait till you hear how the woman responsible for that murder, and there's only one woman responsible for that murder. It was not the mama driving. It's Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms. Wait till you hear her response. She's literally standing there. You can practically imagine the blood dripping off her hands. Wait till you hear whose side she says she's on. Oh, you're going to love this. Next. I apologize if I got a little out of control in the last segment. When children die, you know me. You've known me for years. When anything bad happens to a kid or an animal, I lose my mind. I cannot take it. Marxist thugs in Atlanta who had set up roadblocks, who had controlled the area around the Wendy's in a black neighborhood, largely black neighborhood, as they were allowed to do by Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms. And this isn't new. Going back to July 23rd, I've got the article right here. I've posted some of this on Facebook and in my new Parler account. By the way, I want to thank 1,400 of you for following me over to Parler in just a week. Let's go ahead and double that. Because Facebook has me throttled again. Wait till you find out why. They are on my tail. They will not leave me alone. I have just been censored and throttled to death. I'm so over it. I really am. But we'll get into all that as the show unfolds today. So I want to get back to this. So they are controlling the streets around the Wendy's. The black neighborhood leaders have said, hey, listen, we love Black Lives Matter and all, but they're starting to beat people from our neighborhood, you know, black people, for merely defying their orders because they've closed an area down. Essentially, they'd created a chop style zone, and the mayor was fine with it. So what happened was that the mom of the 8-year-old girl, and I've just played the audio in the last segment, you can get it on the podcast, text podcast is 71307. I'm going to do it throughout the morning because this is a watershed event in America. Marxists not only control our streets, they are now executing people who disobey their orders, including an 8-year-old girl. So the mama drove past one of their barriers. They didn't even give her time to make a U-turn. They shot her tires out. Then they pummeled the car. Not once, not some crazy lone shooter. Two shooters did it. It was an execution. That mayor has blood on her hands. She should be ashamed. Parents apparently don't really know the history here. It was absolutely sickening to see Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms standing behind these parents at a press conference. The parents are crying. Maybe don't realize Keisha Bottoms is the one pretty much directly responsible for the murder of their daughter. So you're thinking, you know, Keisha Bottoms is going to finally condemn this movement, right, that killed this little girl? No. Oh, no. No, she's just asking them to stop shooting, please. You mean she's going to let them continue to control the streets? Yeah, she just wants them to stop shooting. Oh, and she asked them nicely if they could just leave the area around the Wendy's. Oh, but I mean, she's going to send police in to get them. Well, no. They're Marxists. They have extreme liberal privilege. I mean, a mayor cannot tell a Marxist what to do. She can just ask nicely. Listen to this. This is a mayor's reaction to the murder of a child by the Marxists she has allowed to stay put and enforce some whacked version of their law, their own law, including checkpoints. Listen to this. And let me hit this here. Okay, here we go. Mayor Keisha Bottoms, who still thinks these Marxists are swell.
So we're fighting the enemy within when we are shooting each other up on our streets. In this city, and you shot and killed a baby. And it wasn't one shooter, there were at least two shooters. An 8-year-old baby. If you want people to take us seriously, and you don't want us to lose this movement, then we can't lose each other.
What? Oh, you shot a baby, but you know, we gotta stay together. What? They shot a kid. We can't lose our movement. We got to stay together. You want to stay together with people who murdered a child? Yeah, they're Marxist. I love them. That's why I let them stay. Oh, by the way, did you know Keisha Bottoms is one of the mayor? That genius right there is one of five women on Joe Biden's shortlist for vice president. Did you know that? We can bring this all over America. This is going to be great. It's going to be no cops. It's going to be blood in the streets, dead children. We just asked them nicely not to kill them anymore. Oh, you're going to love it. Sort of sounds like a, I don't know, transformation, doesn't it? A transformation, because we've never seen this before. That's what Joe Biden tweeted this weekend. You want to hear this? This ought to scare you. We're going to beat Donald Trump, and when we do, we won't just rebuild this nation. We'll transform it. Nobody's asking for that. We just want our lives back. What kind of transformation, Joe? I don't know. But here's the thing. Keisha Bottoms has allowed this since at least the 23rd of June. It's right here in writing from WSB-TV. And that did not stop. Keisha Bottoms allowing Marxist control of her streets did not stop Joe Biden from putting her on his 5-woman-long VP shortlist. Let me let you process that at the break. All right, coming up, shooting at the Greenville nightclub. What does this mean? Oh, we're going to have fun with this. Jeez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.